It's a me, honey. I don't know what that was. I just got home. How are you? I am knackered. But I thought I would do a little something. Why am I so bad at introductions? So I'm building a new computer because I'm not going to... Oh my... This is so awkward. Well, I am awkward. So what did you expect? Anyway, I was going to be going to Spain for my birthday. That's not happening now because there's this small thing called the coronavirus. I don't know if you've heard of it. Humour. I'm funny. And work is messaging me. God damn it. That's one of the problems with people working from home. They don't adhere to the 9 to 6 anymore. Mostly because they're taking long afternoon naps. Not that I'm jealous. I'm fine. I don't need an afternoon nap. I'm fine without a nap. I don't need a nap. I want a damn nap. Sorry. Anyway, let's turn on some lights. Give me 1 minute. I'm sitting in the dark like a little troglodyte. Da, 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 da. Let's get some light. I said let's get some light. There we go. Ow, it's bright. So, since I'm not going to Spain, I'm going to build a computer. And I thought that as the bits started to arrive, I would unbox them and chat. First of all, this is not a supercomputer. This is not a gaming rig. Sorry, I just realized how cringy that was. This is just a nice little workhorse for me to edit audio, edit video, and all of that. My problem is I do a lot of stuff at the same time because I don't have a lot of time. So you get, I'll be watching YouTube, editing an audio, also trying to generate a video. Not great. But there's stuff that I want to do, but I get bottlenecks sometimes. I mean, this computer's only years old. It's like, really? Why do you have to be... Oh, excuse me one moment. Just going to try and cut some noise from family. Really should have shut my door before I started recording, but I'm not a professional, obviously. So, we have... I just used a door sound effect in an audio because I just posted it just now. I could have done... I could have used that, but no. Anyway, with Corona, my bits are coming in drips and drabs, so I thought we could do like a little series. Won't be very fascinating. So this is not going to be a fantastic setup. This is not going to be, oh my god, it's so amazing. I must fell down and worship this computer. No. This is just going to be a nice computer. I like building computers. I'm terrible at it, but I like it. Right. So the first piece is... Really? The first bit is an exciting case fan. Yay! Oh, I'm not going to tell you what I'm using. I'm just going to unbox them and tell you as they come in. So the first thing is a... Oh, fuck. I never know how to pronounce this. Not... Chua? It's not that. Not... This is an NOCTUA designed in Austria. This is an NF F12 Industrial PPC 3000 PWM. It's a good fan. This is going to go at the bottom of my case for removing hot air. It's a case fan. It was an expensive case fan, but I think when it comes to cooling, I have learnt the hard way. Better to have a fan that you can rely on and that is quiet. These fans are very, very quiet, which when you're recording is helpful because it's nothing like getting into an emotional roleplay and then your fans kick up and it's like someone, it, it's just very distracting. Anyway, we have a case for ASMR. That's not. Okay, what we've got next? How's your day going? My day has been stupidly long. Had a conference call. Aha! We have my backup M2. Is this? Yeah. Nope. This isn't. I lied. This is an SSD. It's just a Western Digital Blue. Really? I'm recording? Why are people so noisy? This is just your bog standard 500 gig storage drive. This is not my main drive. WD Blue. It's okay. It's not black, obviously, because it's blue. But it's a good, solid drive. I've built computers with several of these. I don't use it as my boot disk. We'll be opening that up in a minute, hopefully, if it came. This is just a nice internal storage drive. I'm keeping up the habit of keeping my audio files on external drives because A, accidents happen, and B, accidents happen. No, honey happens. Honey happens. And yeah, so it's only 500 gig because I have how many external drives? 4 external drives, 2 tera each. So there's a lot of storage. So those are the little envelopes open. Let's go to the boxes. And I can tell that these boxes are mostly air. See, normally I'm used to getting everything overnight from Amazon. Having to wait a week is character building. Okay. Wow. Oh no, did I fuck up? I think I fucked up. Okay. Oh no, I did a dumb thing. I did a really dumb thing. Wait. This is an SSD. This is a SATA SSD. No, wait. So the one before was my backup M2. The motherboard that I'm getting, it has got 2 M2 slots. So this is my backup M2. And this is my actual solid state drive. Wow, I'm a bit dumb. It actually says on it doesn't. Does it say the book? Does it say Oh, it's got a picture of it. I'm very slow. Just so slow when I get home. So yeah, these are my two everyday internal drives. Not the boot drive because, well, that might be in that box. That was a really big box for just this little thing. So storage. Today is such an exciting day. So what's in here? Well, I know what's in here. It's going to be my boot drive. Because I always boot from an M2. And this is it. That's a lot of paper. This is a Samsung 970 Evo Plus. It is, again, 500. Is it? Yes, it is. Yes, it's 500. Okay. So this is my boot drive. I cannot rate these highly enough. These are amazingly quick. I mean, the difference between this and a traditional hard disk, it's day and night. Yeah, again, only 500 gig because I don't... Just dropped it, sorry. I don't know why I would need a bigger boot disk. I'm trying to be more organized with my files. It's not working, but I try not to have everything stored on my boot disk anymore. I used to be terrible for that. To the point where, you know, I would regularly get the warning that it was running out of room because I was just... Yeah, so I'm trying to be a bit more conscious about what goes where. So this is my boot drive. It's an M2. Now, one thing that you'll find on a lot of motherboards, on a lot of motherboards, they'll be advertised with two M2 slots, but if you actually populate both slots, you'll lose some SATA things on the motherboard. I'm like half knowledgeable about this, a quarter knowledgeable, but you definitely need to check that. Before you buy your motherboard, always check that if you do populate both M2s, that you, well, just work out how many SATA things. I don't know. I can't remember what ports. Let's call them ports that you'll have. I will admit, the motherboard I'm getting is not my first choice. It's actually about my fifth choice. But right now, everyone is, with all this time on their hands, everyone is doing those little projects that they've been putting off, building computers, dyeing their hair. And that's why I can't get hold of bleach, hair bleach for love nor money. And a lot of motherboards are sold out. And I'm a little bit impatient. And even though I'm going to be waiting for a week or so for delivery for all my bits, I just got my fifth choice. I didn't check beforehand about conflicts. I did go through PC Part Picker and there weren't any major conflicts, but always check. Don't be me. When you're making a computer, building a computer, making a computer, I sound like such a moron because I am one. When you're building a computer, check the details on your motherboard. Because it's little things like that can really fuck you over. If I was making a gaming rig, losing two SATA ports could really affect. But because I'm not, I'm okay. So that's what I have so far. I have lots of storage. And a fan. I have nothing to put it in. I have nothing to mount it on. I have storage. Just lots and lots of storage. So, this computer project is kind of make, do, and mend. In that, rather than going in with a set idea of the parts I wanted to get, I chose a processor, which should be coming tomorrow. And then use PC Part Picker to pick compatible ones. And then, nope, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. Okay, that one. Okay, oh, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. So this may mean that it's less of a beast than it might have been if I had done it properly. But I think it's kind of interesting. And also, all the time when I'm building a computer, something goes wrong. Last time it was having a motherboard that just did not work. So having to replace it again. Having to make like an impulsive purchase. The first time, the first motherboard I chose, I spent quite a bit of time choosing it, checking it out. And then the second one, I was just like, is it in stock? Yep, I'm buying that one. So, if you like this, do let me know. Leave a comment. If you don't like it, tell me. I don't want to bore you, but I thought this might be nice. A little something to share. Ooh, I've also bought a industrial aluminium. I was thinking of perhaps saying it the American way. Sorry, I can't do it. Aluminum? aluminum, I don't even know how to say it, keyboard. It's a solid motherfucker. And a gaming mouse for the gaming that I will be doing. Also, I have kind of, this mouse is dying. It's not burnt. This one's not burnt, is it? Let me just check. No, it's not burnt. It's just, I think I've been whacking it a bit too much. And it's like, whack, whack. So whenever it stutters, I always do that. Only not so restrained. So yeah, that's what I got in the mail today. Just 4 things and a lot of paper packaging. It's not super exciting. Tomorrow, I'm hoping we'll be a lot better because we'll have a processor. And that's not really exciting. None of these bits will be exciting. I will be excited. I don't know why. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. If you think this is tragic and the worst thing you've ever listened to, please tell me. If you think it's mildly diverting, also please tell me. If you really don't give a shit, all right, fine. I don't mind. I hope that you've had a wonderful day. I hope that your week's going well. And I hope that you remember that you are a wonderful and most darling biscuit. And that you're awesome. Seriously, you are. And I really can't tell you how much... There is so much packaging. So much packaging. And very little actual product. I know this is an Amazon special, but I mean, ooh, Amazon, you have outdone yourself this time. Really outdone yourself. So, tomorrow, there'll be another part if I get something. And I'm actually going to get something to eat. I don't know what. What do you think I should get to eat? And I just paused waiting for the answer. I definitely need to get some sleep. Stay safe and look after yourself. Because I said so, and I am scary. Bye, guys.